Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go. Hey guys, Bill Spina here for the Speaking Podcast. Can you imagine? I got here at the beginning my co-host Jay Black and Jessica Gibson. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi, Jessica.
All right, so I need a disclaimer on this podcast. I have a time limit, and here's why. I have a tendency to overdo things and then hurt myself in very stupid ways. So I threw my back out again after having surgery last year, and I'm so pissed off about it. So here's what happened. I come out of yoga, which I'm doing now 4 days a week, by the way. Jay, why I'm so healthy. Anyway, healthy and injuries are two different things.
You're back to two different things. Bill, I'm just saying.
So listen to this ridiculous thing that I did. I come out of yoga. Now, In an average class, it's like 110. Every once in a while, it gets up to 115, 117, which is very hot. Hour and a half class. I walk out, and I'm in the, I'm walking, like there's a bench as you leave the studio. So I go to sit down because I've got yoga brain, and I'm not really thinking perfectly clear. And as I sat down, I misjudged the height of the seat. So I started my fall 6 inches above the seat, and oh my god, I've been out for a week now.
Wow,
a week.
So yes. Why is there a limit? Are you going for physical therapy later? Are you going to meet a Viking?
No, it's just killing me. I'm gonna be cranky in 15 minutes, and nobody's gonna want to hear me. That's it. I'm on my ice pack, so I am doing ice and then heat and then ice and heat, and it's going on a couple hours. We're getting there.
It sucks because it's completely your fault too.
Yes, I know. Oh my god, Jessica, it's the dumbest thing, and I don't know if it's a function of age. Like, seriously, how stupid is that? The first time I hurt my back, it was getting out of the car after the three of us performed at the Comedy Cove back in Remember that? Was it? When was it? I forget now. I think it was a June event, right? Like a Father's Day event?
It was March of 1991.
Yeah, probably a year ago. We rescheduled like so many of these events, but right, it definitely was June.
But am I the only one that does stupid things like that? Like I hurt myself getting out of a car, ended up with surgery. Now I hurt myself in the same spot, sitting down on a bench.
No, Bill, I think everybody does it. And I'm gonna take an optimistic root here. Think about every second of every day, all the stuff that has to go right for you not to die. You got like a trillion chemical processes going on. You got air being like carbon dioxide being exchanged for oxygen. You've got all these muscles and neurons and everything else working together. It's a miracle that we don't die every second. So the fact that you hurt your back once over the course of the last year, I consider that a great accomplishment.
So I should take a victory lap.
We should all take a victory lap. Somebody once explained to me, if you think about the long score of life, you know, like the earth has been here 5 billion years. You are the result of a billion years worth of successful reproduction. Every single one of your ancestors going back to the first eukaryote, you know, like the little prokaryotes in the water, they've all managed to get old enough to have a baby that led to you. So the fact that you're here is a miracle, Bill.
God, I never thought I could feel so good about injuring my back. Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
You at least get to go to chiropractor or something to like work
it out. I'm not doing anything. I'm going back to yoga. My solution is yoga. This is my only physical therapy. It worked last time. I was so ready, and then COVID hit. I was ready to get back out and ski. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm ready for this ski season, but I don't know. Now we'll see how long this sets me back. But yoga is so great because the combination of the heat and the compression and the backward bends and all that, I'm so much healthier now than I've ever been. but you really have to pay attention to not do stupid things. I don't know. How do you prevent yourself from like sitting down wrong? Like it's just so stupid.
Did you fall on the floor?
What's that?
Did you fall on the floor?
No, literally. The bench was, it's like a normal bench height. I just started my rapid descent to the bench prematurely. And boom, I hit.
It was two days ago, I went to go sit on the toilet, and as I was going out of the corner of my eye, my brain went, oh, the seat's up. The seat's not up. And I tried to put a stop to it because I didn't want to fall into the water. And I wound up like hitting my butt on the side of the toilet. I managed to not get in there. But here's my brain went to, I can't believe Chris did this. And then I realized it was probably me who did this. It wasn't.
I was going to say, is Chris raising the seat when she goes to the bathroom?
Right. My brain went immediately to blame my wife. It was my fault. I should have put it down. And now I know why women are always upset at us for not doing that. So we all do it, Bill.
I have to tell you, then maybe my son and I are well-trained. That has not been a problem in this house. We're very good about putting the seat down.
Yeah. I usually
am. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying.
I usually am pretty good, but not in this instance.
I feel like Chase is good with that.
I didn't know I was going to get so much personal information this early in the podcast.
There's a lot going on. Is that a problem in your house, or is the seat generally down?
We actually kind of use two separate bathrooms.
Wow. Maybe that's the real solution.
That is the solution. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms. In fact, I'm going to move out into a house in this neighborhood. I mean, that's actually, you know,
let me ask this question though. With two separate bathrooms, is there an extra burden on you, Jessica, to make sure both bathrooms are clean and ready for use?
No way.
He's going to clean his own?
Yep. I don't do his laundry either. Apparently some people do their husband's laundry. Like, why?
We all share the laundry responsibility. So when the pile's big enough, we're all doing it.
Yeah.
Like my son will do his own laundry.
This sweatshirt has to be line dried. Like, otherwise the material won't be the same. I don't trust anyone else with my laundry.
So is Chase like that? He doesn't trust anyone but himself to do his laundry?
No, I just don't do his while I'm doing mine.
They can't be mixed.
I feel like
Keen is doing all your laundry.
No, I do my own laundry. I do the family laundry. But here's the thing. My wife will sometimes go, oh, this needs to be line dried, or you need to take this out and do this. And I go, no, they're all getting put in the same, all the colors are getting put together with the whites. All the whites and colors go in the same dryer.
Basic laundry technique. You separate your whites.
I'm getting it done. It's going to get done. If you want all the fancy, you know, whatever, to keep your sweatshirt fabric in line, you do it yourself. But otherwise, I do it. And I'm a good folder. I'm an excellent laundry folder.
Wow. I am a terrible folder. Jody ends up refolding. I have no ability to fold towels. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah. You just need an abusive mother, Bill.
What?
You just needed an abusive mother to yell at you if you didn't fold properly. That's how you learn.
Yeah, my dad would refold all my laundry. Or if I did his. Don't do it. Don't do mine.
But would your mom or your dad do your laundry when you were home? Like before you got married at home? Was it just, were you always doing your own laundry?
My dad used to do our laundry. And hence, like, if I ever tried to take over, he would get so upset that I didn't fold properly.
And then funny.
I definitely got to college and was like, I don't know how to do this. What am I doing?
The only thing that I own in the house that I don't like when anyone else does is I load the dishwasher. No one does it as well as I do. And it's an important thing because you want to limit the number of times you have to run the dishwasher, not to save the environment, all that BS, but because I don't want to have to unload it that many times and then I got to reload it. Right. So I maximize space in the dishwasher. I'm very good at it. I want to become a dishwashing loading consultant, but I'm not sure there's a market for it. I don't know.
You don't know till you try.
I think it's called busboy.
Wow. Right. You know what? Look, if this whole TV radio thing doesn't work out, I'm not beyond doing anything. I'm greeter at Walmart, you tell me. What do I need to do?
Hey, the greeter at Walmart has got to be hit harder than anybody with COVID. I mean, there's no, I don't want to see
it. Walmart closed. Can you imagine? Walmart, how does Walmart close?
Is it going to be replaced by a Target?
Maybe. I don't know. It's actually, Central Jersey is in bad shape. And there are a lot of places that are closed that I don't think are ever coming back. So we will see. I think we have a Target. I don't know. I don't, you know. I shop online. I go to Amazon.
I like Costco.
Basically Walmart. I feel like I'm shopping at Walmart when I order stuff from Amazon.
When you go to Amazon? No, you can get almost anything. Right now, I'm on the hunt for a good prime rib. So I found, I'm now going to different sites, and let me tell you something. There are some really good deals out there.
Oh, you just reminded me. My dad was asking about that, what was it called? Beef jerky from Amazon that everyone used to get like a couple years ago. Do you remember that? It was expensive.
Oh, yeah. Can you see me? I can no longer see you.
I can see you.
I can see everyone.
Yeah. Okay. What did we, it was called, wait, I think I can, hold on. I am going to look, I'll find it. And they know. I love beef jerky. And I would order, I would like order it for the office, right? It was me and Matt would each order it. Hold on, let's look. And I'll save a link because beef jerky is one of the best things in the world. Jay, I feel like you don't eat beef jerky.
I'm a beef jerky guy. I'll eat any kind of meat. I don't care what form it's in.
Oh, guess what? Guess what? Speaking, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Speaking of toilets.
Yeah.
I went to Amazon late the other night, ordered a part, and fixed our downstairs toilet.
Wow.
Fixed it. Wow. Yeah. I know.
What was
I know.
The problem? Did you have a flange issue?
We had a flapper issue.
Oh, yeah.
Flapper. And not only that, let me tell you another thing. I fixed the garage door. I think I told you about this the other day. So now I fixed the garage door with the spring. I replaced the spring that broke. And now I fixed the toilet. So I'm looking for my third thing.
I can come over and break something, Bill.
Now, believe me, I'll break something all by myself, I'm sure.
Break your toilet.
Yeah. I mean, how do you break your toilet?
Hold on. All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm now looking for beef jerky.
Well, while Bill's looking for beef jerky, I think, you know, congratulations are in order for me, Jessica. So go ahead whenever you want. I'll just sit and wait.
Like and Christmas came early for the Jay Black family.
That's right.
Wait, I was on Twitter.
Yes. Trying to get to 10,000 by January 1. I got to it by November 9th. Like a king.
I feel like the election helped.
It did. Yeah, I think my politically minded Twitter got a lot of traction because of the election. But either way, I put on 1,000 this week and went from 9,200 the last time we spoke to 10,300. Now that I'm in the K territory, I don't know. I don't know if I'm moving up or down a little bit. I only measure by hundreds now, so. Big deal.
So when you sent that, I pulled up Twitter, and one of the guys from Chasing News went viral, and there were all these posts about it. He got 60,000 followers overnight. So annoying. Alex Zidane. He was on Saturday Night
Live. What did he do?
Everyone wrote like all these news stories about him. He says he said buzz off, but he dropped the F-bomb live on TV.
Oh, right. Yeah, I saw that.
That's funny. That's funny. Wild Bill's beef jerky.
I'm writing it down. I'm going to like
Wild Bill's. It comes in a 30 count. And it is delicious. 15 ounces, 30 pieces of beef jerky. It is $39.99. Free shipping, of course, with Prime. But it's Wild Bill's hickory smoked beef jerky.
How come it's only hickory? Isn't there other wood you could smoke turkey or beef with? How come there's never like any oak smoked or ash smoked? What's special about hickory?
It's actually a valid point, Jay. It's a valid point. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like Hickory's got all the things. Maybe that's our way into the jerky market, Bill. We go like we could have you. You could be mild Bill's ash smoked.
So balsa wood smoked jerky.
That's right.
Christmas themed.
Yeah, pine smoked, mild Bill's pine smoked Christmas jerky. Buy it now, $80 an ounce.
God, that sounds horrible.
It sounds terrible. But, you know, people would buy it. People like stupid stuff.
Wait a minute. Jessica, do you see something that I'm seeing now?
It's dark.
I think Jay showered before this podcast.
I did. I showered.
I was going to comment, yeah.
And I put on my contacts because I had a meeting with an agent. Had nothing to do with you guys. At 4 o'clock, I had a meeting. Or no, 3 o'clock, I had a meeting with an agent. And went really well because I think I showered ahead of time. So we'll have to see how that works out. But they found me on Twitter, saw my post on Twitter, said, very funny. We want to maybe talk to you. And I talked. So Twitter thing working out.
You love Twitter. Meanwhile, I'm ready to drop Twitter again. I'm just bored with it.
Well, I mean, you'll be back. You can't stay away, Bill.
Twitter, I may just pause again for a while.
Twitter and you is like you guys are in a really toxic relationship. You'll break up. You'll see some other social networks, but you'll be back. You can't quit.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. We see other social networks every once in a while.
You'll go to Parler for a little bit.
I love Parler. Are you kidding? Actually, I hate it because stupid Parler has alerts set up. So I didn't realize when you follow someone, all of a sudden you get alerts. The one thing I like about Twitter is I don't need to know when you're tweeting.
Right. Parler's actually, I'm trying to get enough followers. I think 20,000 plus liberal tweeters, they're paying them to come over to Parler because it's too much of a conservative echo chamber. So the people that run it want to have a couple of other different ideas. So if I can get enough, I can get a Parler account, have them pay me for the Parler account, and then drop it immediately. So that's my long-term.
Can I ask you, what did Alex do? I see he's got 61,000 followers. So he dropped an F-bomb?
So there's a video clip someone like grabbed of him. So it went viral on TikTok. He was doing a report. Some guy came up behind him and asked if there was real news or fake news he was delivering. He had a big Trump mask on. So Alex turned around and was like, you know, can I help you? And then said, F off.
Wow.
And then he tweeted out later on that he actually said buzz off, not the F bomb.
Yeah,
that
whatever.
Was for the That's purposes of the FCC.
Talking. I was going to say, that was an FCC CYA.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He shouted at the guy, then turned around, like, smiling, too. It was like, this was bound to happen at some point. Like,
at some point, no one is surprised if you've ever known that guy. That's great. Oh, my God. All right, so I'm minutes from switching the ice to heat. I thought maybe you would both come out and say, oh, I hurt myself this way, I hurt myself that way. No, both of you were perfect. All of a sudden, I'm the one that injures himself sitting down.
No, you're nobody else. I fell down a flight of steps 2 years ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was walking to go to an audition for a TV spot that I did not get, obviously, or else I would not be dealing with you people. I'd be out. And I did the thing where I went to step, and my brain said, there's the step, but my foot said, I don't see it. And I cracked down like 8 or 9 steps right here in my house. Thought I broke something. Didn't break anything. Went to the doctors. Had to push the audition. And then later that day, I had a gig at Stevens University. I was performing for their welcome week. And I said, listen, I hurt my leg. I never do this. I just need a chair or a stool on stage or else I'm not going to be able to perform. And they came through for me by getting me nothing. So the show went on. My narcissism about performing.
How far into the show did you complain about your leg to the audience?
0.1 seconds. I believe it was my opener.
Yeah, immediate, right?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Guys, shush.
Jessica, I feel like you don't hurt yourself that way.
Well, it's hard. You don't leave your house for months. Like, how am I going to hurt myself?
Well, so. Like I said, sitting down. I have a knack for it.
I did have a pretty dramatic, like a week ago, I went horseback riding. So I took a couple lessons back in the saddle. I did something really impressive. It was all over, just kind of walking, and I just fell flat on my back on the ground. It was awful.
How stupid did you feel?
I brought Chase to it, and he just laughed at me.
Of course. Of course. But I understand the laughter from family members. I get that. I once torched my eyebrows getting too close to a grill and flared up. And I could hear the laughter, even though for that moment I was blinded by the fact that there were flames in my face. So I get it.
I lost mainly because I singed them.
Literally, they singed like half off. It was terrible. It was an ugly moment.
Well, I wasn't doing anything crazy where it looked like I was getting hurt. It was like, what the hell did she do? She just was on the ground before I knew it.
Just had trouble walking. I get it. It happens. Yeah. All right, guys. So I am going to go back on alternating heat and ice with the hopes of being back at yoga tomorrow. And always great to see you. Weird that we're doing this at this time and it's pitch dark. It looks like it's midnight at all of our houses.
It does. Yeah,
but we always used to record them at the radio station.
Like, yeah, that's true. Maybe it's just a throwback.
Former Senator Orrin Hatch made a plea in Time magazine about getting rid of daylight standard time or just staying with daylight standard time. And I'm 100% behind it.
I've been yelling about this for years. I've been writing about it, yelling about it. Florida passed the Sunshine Law. And the problem is that the government regulates standard time. So the federal government. So you have to get rid of standard time in the federal government in order to enact these laws state by state. And the reality is we should go forward and be done. Be done. One more change and we're done.
We're not farming anymore.
Act like you get another hour of sleep. You do not get another hour of sleep because your dog does not like the time change. That's why. And even animals hates it. Anyway. Oh my God. Now I'm all worked up.
Don't hurt your back.
See you, Jessica. All right. Bye. See you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.